The Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro has been putting on an excellent critical issues series all throughout 2021, and they held their most recent and the final one of the year this past week. It was the Legislative Forum. Joining me on the phone now to talk a little bit more about that and things happening around the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro is its president and CEO, Aaron Nelson. Aaron, happy Thursday. How are you?
Happy Thursday, Brighton. Thank you for having me and for covering this series so well throughout the year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been great for the radio station to partner with the Chamber, help present it, because we want our community to stay as informed as possible on many things. And that includes, of course, the relationship that our community has with keeping an eye on what's happening in our other government levels besides what's just here in Orange County. Of course, the state government, the federal government play a big role in shaping the landscape of North Carolina and the country. But I am curious, from a business perspective, Aaron, to get us started here, just how crucial are decisions made at the state and federal level when it comes to how local businesses are run and, you know, done on a day-to-day level?
Well, that is a great question. I appreciate you having me on to talk about it. The federal and state impact on local businesses is substantial. But never more so than in the last couple of years, particularly the federal budget and how it chooses to fund direct support to small businesses and when the citizens in the community, giving them the resources they need to shop with local businesses. So the ARP, you know, the Recovery Act, and we'll talk a little bit more about those, so big federal impact. And then on the state level, a lot of the regulation that impacts the businesses, the tax structure, the infrastructure, the everything from transportation to telecommunications and broadband has a big impact from state and federal. And we are very lucky. We are represented by very talented, hardworking elected representatives, both on the federal and state level.
And they were part of the forum, kind of bringing some updates from each of them. I know that U.S. Congressman David Price was on the panel sharing some perspective from the federal side. What were some key takeaways of what he shared during the forum?
Aren't we fortunate to have had David Price, not only because of how, you know, a guy with a PhD in political science who understands our community well, both the needs of Durham and Chapel Hill, and that he is in such an influential position, you know, co-chairing on appropriations, it can have a really big impact. He talked about the American Rescue Plan and the work that they've been doing on how to get direct service and support back into local communities and how they're trying to support the economy. He gave a more positive view than it looks like from the outside. For me, from the outside, it looks like it's a total wreck up there in Washington. They are distracted by infighting and partisanship. But he said when it did come down to it, that the infrastructure bill that they were able to pass in a bipartisan way, that the fiscal 2022 appropriations, while we are still working on continuing resolutions out of the Trump administration, that he is feeling very positive that we will be able to adopt an omnibus budget bill, and that regarding Build Back Better, that while they're going to invest in the infrastructure bill, that Build Back Better is really focusing more on that human infrastructure. And while sort of being held up by Mr. Manchin and some others, he was optimistic that ultimately would get worked out and that the citizens would be the beneficiary. He shared with us, as he had publicly, that he is retiring from Congress, having served this district for a very long time, very successfully. And that means that we're going to have a very big and busy primary. It was scheduled for March, now been delayed till May. But a lot of interesting candidates will be on the ballot. One of which is Senator Fauci. We talked with our state representatives. The two retirements, none of the people will be in the position that they are in next year when this all settles out.
Yep. And before we get to the state level, I do want to ask. Obviously, American Rescue Plan has been passed for a little bit, and we are beginning to see our local governments kind of get some of that funding and share it. But what are some of the ways that you've been hearing that money eventually ends up here at the local government level and then the local business level?
Well, with respect to businesses, both Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County have been distributing funds through grants You know, historically, they had done loans with some small amount of granting, but more than $1 million of direct grant support to small and mid-sized businesses in our market. The town of Carrboro is just finishing up and will soon be announcing $400,000 of direct financial support to struggling small businesses. And that is with some of those funds come down from the federal through the state to the local. And this morning, a ward selection committee as part of the Chapel Hill Revive Recovery Plan met to discuss the distribution of $180,000 in entrepreneur and microenterprise and small business grants. And those will be announced this afternoon or tomorrow. And those grant funds will make it into the hands of small businesses in the next week.
Certainly exciting and encouraging to hear. I know for a lot of people, you hear some big plan passed like that, and sometimes it's hard to envision how it's going to look when it gets down here, but there will be certainly some tangible results to some of our favorite local businesses.
We're speaking One of the big results, yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, has come through stimulus checks and the forward funding of people's earned income child tax credit has put cash directly in the hands of local of our community, right? And that they have been able to then spend those funds with our local businesses. When we take a look at retail sales, they are strong. This year's retail sales not only exceed last year, but they exceed pre-pandemic levels. And that is both a result of healthy employers that have maintained their payroll, university, the hospital, small businesses, but then the stimulus payments that came from the federal government, and then, of course, that prepaying of the earned income child tax credit gives people more money, and that has been circulated in our economy very successfully.
We're speaking with President and CEO of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, Aaron Nelson, here on 97.9 The Hill. Their website, carolinachamber.org. And that's where you can head to in order to rewatch or get some of the takeaways from the legislative forum that the chamber held last week. And now moving on to the state government part. Obviously, we heard from State Senator Valerie Fouché on that one. And I imagine, similarly, the state budget got passed in the last couple of months, and that is also a scenario where, oh, tons of money now being allocated, but how exactly is it going to affect us on a local level? What were some of the things that Senator Fouché either had to say about that or other things happening at the state government?
Well, the big news in the politics side of things, as you mentioned, is that the personnel will be changing. Senator Fouché will be running for the congressman's seat, or the seat previously held by David Price. That then has Greg Meyer announcing his interest in seeking the nomination for Senator Fouché's seat, leaving his seat open, and Representative Verla Insko, after long service, announcing her retirement. So new folks will be at it. We talked a bunch about education. We talked about, so for us, the state budget funding our community colleges, our universities, our K-12 teacher raises, investing in community college, expansion of services, and then appropriately funding our university has been or some of the things that come out of that budget. In the healthcare side, there is some frustration on our elected officials about that we're one of the only states still not having expanded Medicaid. That creates this donut for the working poor or small businesses that are earning limited income who do not make they make too much to get Obamacare subsidy, and they make too little in order to they make too much to get Medicaid and too little to get the subsidy. It creates this little hole, and if we could expand Medicaid, it would do good for those local businesses. And we discussed the new hospital tax, which we're not happy to hear about. It will have some negative impact on healthcare, which is a big driver of our local economy. They did announce some good news, a new $500 million fund for small businesses that experienced more than a 20% loss during the pandemic. And 3/5 of those funds are going to be reserved for restaurant and the lodging industry. The rules have not yet been written on that, but there will be grant opportunity with the state of North Carolina to support businesses in the hospitality or others that saw similar substantial reductions.
That's definitely good news. We know that many of our businesses here that fit under that category, I imagine, will be eligible to sign up for those. Again, carolinachamber.org, the website to go to for the chamber if you want to check out more from that legislative forum that happened last Thursday. We got a couple more minutes here with President and CEO of the Chamber, Aaron Nelson. I know that the holidays are a busy, busy time for many people. I imagine it is also super busy for local businesses. Any recent events or upcoming events that you want to flag for our listeners, Aaron?
Well, first, on the holiday side, let me ask the community to, you know, sort of double down on local. It makes a huge difference when you choose to buy the products locally. If you are wanting to order them online, that's fine. Order them online from a local business, then drop by to pick up or have them ship it to you. If you're looking for opportunity or options, check out Carborough Cheer.com. Just type in CarborohCheer.com, and there are 60, 70 options there of Carborough-based businesses with holiday curated holiday shopping options. It's really fabulous, and more than 800 folks have visited that site to check out their choices. But broadly, choose to buy local this holiday season and go get that stuff right now rather than wait for the supply chain challenges of ordering it on Amazon. Tonight, we are doing our Salute to Community Heroes. The Chamber annually for the last 20 years recognizes the Police and Firefighter of the Year for Chapel Hill and Carborough and Hillsborough and Orange County and the hospital and the university. So 10 officers and firefighters will receive awards tonight. We will also appreciate our local government. Y'all, these are some hardworking folks, our electeds and our professional staff of our local governments. They deserve our appreciation, and we'll be thanking them tonight. At a reception. Tomorrow, if folks are not busy, they can register on our website, a session we are calling Doing Business with Big Business. And then Doing Business with Big Business is going to be a session about how to do business with the university, with the hospital system. How do you get registered? What insurance is required? What do they need? What do they purchase? How might local small businesses improve how they engage? And how can our hospital diversify its suppliers? So those are some of the things that we are up to. We're hoping everybody has a happy holiday season. Folks are safe, that they get their vaccine, and if they're already vaccinated, that they get their booster, as I will be getting mine.
All right. Well, if your head is spinning from all of the events that Aaron Nelson just rattled off, again, carolinachamber.org is the place to go to for all news regarding the Chamber for Chapel Hill Carborough, and they've got a calendar there for upcoming events just like that, as well as details on last week's legislative forum in their critical issues series. As always, Aaron, thanks so much for the time, and I imagine we'll be talking with you again soon.
I'm grateful for you. Thank you, Brighton. Thank you for your partnership, your support. 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, ChapelBorough.com. Y'all are just wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Have a good one, Aaron.